This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Say it was 671 degrees, a cloudy day. We've had a lot of overnight rain already, just the light stuff. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, 50% chance of that happening today, probably in the afternoon. High today, about 85. Governor Pat McCrory is in town this morning to talk about his plans for education here in North Carolina. According to Progress NC Action, Governor McCrory will give a speech about education this morning at 8:45 at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. That's at 1 Europa Drive, just off Fortnum Boulevard. Protesters have been gathering for a few minutes now, wearing red again in support of teachers and better funding for education, just as they did earlier in the week at Moral Monday. WCHL's Rand Northam is there. And, Rand, what's happening right now?
Well, Ron, I got here just before 8 o'clock, and there were already a good number of people here. Lots of red just outside the Sheraton, out on the sidewalk. And I'm actually joined by Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Morris. What is your biggest concern for public education, for education in North Carolina, and the reason to be out here to tell Governor McCrory that you're here in support of education?
I think parents understood when the economy was bad that we had to have cutbacks, and their students had to suffer a little bit because of that. What we're seeing today is not that. It's an intentional, politically, ideologically driven cut, $500 billion worth of cuts, further cuts, to our kids, and that's just not acceptable.
Now, the protests have been going on in Raleigh, Moral Monday, but now, you know, just a word of Governor McCrory coming to Chapel Hill. A fair turnout here as well. Are you surprised at the number of people that are here already? I see Mayor Mark Chilton, also Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich. Lots of people here in support. Any surprise in that, these numbers here?
No, I think that Chapel Hill Carborough community values education as much as anybody in the state, and I think we're willing to speak out for what we believe in.
And what would you say to the people, the supporters, or even the supporters of either side, you know, how important it is to get out and voice your opinion on what you feel?
Well, I hope the governor listens. I hope that the legislative leaders understand that this is what makes North Carolina different and better, and we need to protect education in a way that they haven't shown so far.
James, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Once again, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett. Penny Rich is here as well. Orange County Commissioner Mayor Mark Chilton is here in support, wearing his red as well. And Ron, again, a sea of red right now. And we're hearing honks as people drive by, so sounds like people in their cars supportive of all the signs. We do see some signs, protect our classrooms, are some of them, protect our teachers and things like that out here. But again, a sea of red on the sidewalks of the Sheraton Hotel here in Chapel Hill, Ron.
It's important to remember as well, there's maybe some people who feel just as strongly about it and can't be there to express their support. So blowing your horn, I suppose, is one way to do it. Rand, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
That is Rand Northam at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel on Europa Drive, just off Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. A little congested. You might want to avoid that area out there. A lot of people protesting the bills that the General Assembly has talked about all summer long, and some things that the governor signed into action earlier this week, including the budget. In a letter signed by 16 UNC professors, UNC faculty has given Chair Jan Boxall its support. They say that the media has largely distorted what Jan Boxall was trying to do. WCHL's Rand Northam filed this report earlier.
It had nothing to do with the situation that was being investigated.
That's Master Lecturer at UNC Gene Desai. The issue commented on is the News and Observer's July 20th story on Boxall saying she tried to cover up scandalous information about UNC's athletic program. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleged that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. Desai says that Boxall emailed the authors of an academic fraud report to change the description of one individual from an athletic supporter to a booster. Desai says reports in state news outlets, particularly by the News and Observer, cast aspersions on the motives behind Boxall's emails, which Desai traces back to her word choice.
just by using the phrase about it not being our intention to cause further NCAA concern, just using that phrase would make it sound as if we were trying to hide something.
The three authors of the academic fraud report itself were aware of Voxel's intentions, according to another one of the letter's signatories, Leslie Perize, professor of pharmacology at UNC.
The faculty executive committee knows Jan Voxel and knows that her only interest was in accurate wording of the report. This was affirmed by those faculty who were involved in authoring the report.
WCHL reached out to the letter of support's three authors and all of the professors who signed the letter of support. Other than the two quoted in this story, two of the authors said they didn't want to comment or weren't available, and the third's email had an out-of-town autoresponse. The other signatories have not yet replied to WCHL's request. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Someone who worked very closely with Jan Voxel when he was here, former Carolina Chancellor Holden Thorpe, has taken on his new role now as provost at Washington University out in St. Louis. His influence at Carolina, and in fact in Chapel Hill, lives on through initiatives that he started during his time. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
There's clearly a very strong culture of innovation and entrepreneurship here already, and I think it's wonderful that the board is focusing on that. It's flourishing thanks in part to groundbreaking work by Chancellor Thorpe's Innovation Circle.
That's Chancellor Carol Folt speaking last week at her first meeting with the Board of Trustees. She took over as the university's leader on July 1st. Under Thorpe's leadership, UNC launched Innovate at Carolina. The program works to strengthen Carolina's entrepreneurship ecosystem, helping to translate ideas into ventures that will make an impact in the community. Thorpe also served on the President's National Advisory Council on Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which held its first national forum in Chapel Hill. He also co-authored Engines of Innovation, the Entrepreneurial University in the 21st Century. Continuing Thorpe's vision for UNC, the trustees' new chairman, Lowry Cottle, outlined four goals for the board this year, one being to encourage entrepreneurship and innovation. Echoing similar sentiments, UNC professor of chemistry, Joe DeSimone, told the board that the university has to maintain a presence nationally through research initiatives and economic development.
When you look at job growth, and it's what this state needs, job growth emanates from startup companies. All the data supports it.
Thorpe also broke ground through ushering in a new era of improved town-gown relations in the community, something Folt said she will take pride in continuing.
I feel very happy and lucky to be inheriting a very strong and powerful town-gown relationship. That's something that I know is important to everybody, and it's certainly something that's important to me.
Before Thorpe departed for St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt presented him with a key to the town. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A bill to cut the interest rates of new student loans goes to the president today for his signature. On Wednesday, the House approved the bipartisan measure that calls for reducing the rates of Stafford-subsidized and unsubsidized loans that had doubled effective July 1st. Interest rates would be tied to stock market performance. Again, this bill to cut the interest rates for student loans goes to President Barack Obama today. Six same-sex North Carolina couples are speaking out not only against the state's ban on gay marriage, but also on the rights for their children. According to a WRAL report, the American Civil Liberties Union says it will amend a federal lawsuit filed last year on behalf of those six couples where one partner wanted to adopt the other's child. The ACLU says it plans to launch a challenge to North Carolina's ban on gay marriage, a ban solidified by an amendment to the state constitution passed last year prohibiting the legal recognition of unions between same-sex couples. The American Civil Liberties Union argues that marriage would provide same-sex couples a number of benefits for their children, including health insurance coverage if one parent lacks it, the permission of either parent to make medical decisions or to be by a child's bedside if hospitalized, and the prevention from children being torn away from their home if something should happen to the biologically or legally recognized parent. One of the couples in the 2012 lawsuit, Marcy and Chantel Fisher Bourne, were legally married in Washington, D.C. in 2011, and they live in Durham. The couple has two children, a 4-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy, each carried by one of the two women. When their daughter was born, the couple met resistance from a hospital staff member who demanded their legal paperwork. The ACLU argues that encounters like this ought to be avoided, and they could be if they were legally married in the state. And WCHL spoke with Chantel Fisherborn to hear about how North Carolina's ban affects her family as well as other North Carolina families.
Having marriage rights for same-sex couples is the best way to provide the safety net that we want for our families, you know, those of us who have kids.
Chantel says having the original adoption rights case expand to include the ban on same-sex marriage is an important step, especially given the recent decision of the Supreme Court to declare DOMA unconstitutional.
Well, I think, you know, our case was important as a second-parent adoption case, and now in light of the Supreme Court decision around DOMA, you know, lots of changes happening around the conversation around marriage rights. It was a perfect opportunity considering the changes in the law.
And ultimately, Chantel says she wants the same rights as any other parent who gave birth and raised a child.
You know, it directly affects any same-sex couple in North Carolina and many states throughout the U.S. Being a legal stranger to your kids who you've raised since they were born is disconcerting, to say the least, and something we want to change.
It certainly hasn't happened here in North Carolina, but marriage ceremony started at midnight for gay couples in the state of Minnesota, where same-sex marriage is now legal. Minnesota officials estimate that about 5,000 gay couples will marry in the first year of this new law. Laws legalizing same-sex marriage also took effect at midnight in Rhode Island and the District of Columbia. A reminder, it is August 1st. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Rail in Carrboro, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Well, Rand Northam is on the road this morning. Actually, he's not on the road now. He's at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel checking out the protest. Governor's speech coming up in about a half hour at the Sheraton. And it is very congested around that area as a lot of people have shown up to protest there. So you might want to avoid that area, Fordham Boulevard, Irwin Road, the whole immediate vicinity, unless you want to take part in the protest or if you want to hear the governor's speech. Then avoid that area if you can, because it's going to be awfully slow. Otherwise, things have been moving along relatively well this morning in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, and no real major problems out on I-40 either, so traffic is copacetic right now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by Southern Season. And it's an experience when you go to Southern Season. Spruce up your home at Southern Season. Enjoy free shipping and summer deals on their fantastic selection of home decor, flatware, candles, dinnerware, and a lot more at University Mall in Chapel Hill. Or simply go online to southernseason.com. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carrboro. Mostly cloudy today. 50-50 chance of a shower or thunderstorm, particularly in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And tomorrow, a different kind of day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s. Good weather definitely on the way. Very cloudy skies today.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heel. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Our state's national attention continues to grow as Comedy Central's famed pseudo-pundit Stephen Colbert took time in his Monday night broadcast to talk about the state's General Assembly, praising bills passed like one that removes the requirement that charter school teachers actually have a college degree.
Great move. I mean, who better to teach fifth grade than a sixth grader? It's still fresh in his mind.
And Colbert, who is a native of South Carolina, made sure to point out his long history of not caring at all for our home state.
I mean, who makes barbecue sauce with vinegar? That's what you use to clean a toilet. And when I say toilet, I mean Charlotte.
Colbert also gave special attention to a bill that would make it a felony to expose one's nipple for the purposes of arousal.
So, North Carolina strippers, be sure to add a sign on your chest that reads, "For educational purposes only."
However, all of these bills are not what won Colbert's full support.
All those bills were just foreplay, which I believe is also illegal in North Carolina.
What earned the General Assembly Colbert's tip of the hat is the recently passed bill, the Concealed Carry Bill, allowing those with concealed firearms to take their weapons into bars and restaurants and even onto playgrounds.
Guns will make the whole playground experience much more fun. Instead of duck, duck, goose, you can just play duck, duck, duck!
For the full video, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com North Carolina continuing to get a lot of publicity, much of it not wanted. News around town this morning. Property tax bills for Chatham County residents should be arriving by at least the middle of August, with the deadline to pay on January 6th. Some residents may get real estate and personal property tax bills separately. According to the Chatham County Tax Administrator, Francis Wilson, taxpayers may appeal the personal property tax bill within 30 days, the date listed on the bill, with all residents encouraged to call with their questions. You can find the numbers to contact them and more information on all our stories by viewing the News Around Town article on our website, chapelboro.com. 8:21 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. Today is a very exciting day. 105 North Carolina football players have reported to the UNC campus. They did that yesterday, a day before the Tar Heels officially opened training camp. It's the first practice of the 2013 season. Head coach Larry Fedora, in his second year, he led the team through a series of introductory meetings yesterday, including presentations from all support services. Following the team meeting, players and staff adjourned for a team meal at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Carolina holds its first practice this morning, starting at 9:50, about an hour and a half from now. We talked with Art Chansky this morning about one player who did not show up at training camp yesterday. Carolina quarterback, son of former head football coach Butch Davis. Drew Davis has decided to transfer to Coffeyville Community College out in Kansas, where he will be eligible to play this fall. Davis is a 6'2", 210-pound quarterback. He joined the Tar Heels prior to the start of the 2012 season and promptly redshirted. He was a starter for three seasons at East Chapel Hill High School, where he threw for more than 3,500 yards and 30 touchdowns in his senior year. Coach Fedora wished him well, said, "We wish him nothing but best in his career." He said, "He's a great kid, a great teammate. We enjoyed having him here in our program." Certainly was rather unusual to have the son of the former head coach, under the circumstances, playing on the Carolina football team or being a member of the Carolina football team. I've talked with Art Chansky of ChapelBrew.com and host of Art Chansky Sports Notebook on WCHL about that situation this morning, now that Drew Davis has decided to transfer.
But Drew has decided that he wants to play football, and that his chances with all the quarterbacks that Fedora has and is bringing in the program, I guess, is that he's surmised that he can't crack the lineup and even make it up the depth chart. So he's going somewhere where he can play. Coffee is a junior college that really does send people, the good players, off to Division I schools. You know, and he was redshirted last year, so he still has 4 years of college eligibility. And he made a call. Frankly, I think it's good for the kid to get out from under, you know, the Butch Davis, what do you want to call it, at Carolina? I mean, the Butch Davis stigma, because every time something happens with the News and Observer or another story breaks, and they go ahead and regurgitate the same story, you know, you can't hide it. It just goes back to the Butch Davis era where all this began. So according to all reports, I mean, he's a great kid, tries hard. He was even dating Sidney Holman, who was the East Chapel Hill lacrosse star, who's going on to play lacrosse for Jenny Levy at Carolina. So, mm-hmm. You know, Drew was very popular amongst all the players and the kids that he knew in Chapel Hill, dating all the way back to when he was, you know, growing up there. So I like it for him, because if he really can play, then this will give him the opportunity to show what he can do. He passed for tons of yards at East Chapel Hill High School.
Yes, he did.
And now he's got an opportunity to get into a program where he can play and then maybe get a scholarship to a D1 school after 2 years.
That is Art Chansky of ChapelBrew.com, host of Art Chansky Sports Notebook on WCHL, talking about Drew Davis, who has decided to transfer to Coffeyville Junior College out in Kansas. And he will no longer be a part of the Carolina football program. Of course, there's enough excitement just revolving around the opening of training camp. Carolina will start. Its first practice is today in about an hour and a half. That's when it begins on the UNC campus. Carolina opens up its season on August 29th down in Columbia, South Carolina, against the South Carolina Gamecocks, ranked in the top 10 as we go into the preseason. Certainly a tough opening for the Tar Heels, but certainly something that Coach Fedora is anxious to do, and all the players are anxious to get it started. 8:25 at WCHL.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know when a storm is brewing, it's too late to get insurance? North Carolina has seen its fair share of natural disasters. Well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it's still adequate. Many insurers in North Carolina will suspend the writing of new policies or not allow you to increase your coverage when a storm is approaching. Call High and Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time Bill Maher is coming to DPAC for one night only, a week from Saturday night. Tickets are on sale now through the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and online at dpacnc.com and Ticketmaster. You've got to be there. We have an extra special VIP package to give away to this amazing show. This VIP prize includes two orchestra seats, VIP parking, and a cool summer nights prize package valued at $300 that includes a $50 gift card to Blue Corn Cafe, two Durham Bulls tickets, two Wet n Wild tickets, and more. All you have to do is tune in each morning this week. I will get callers and from which we will draw one winner live tomorrow morning on WCHL. You want to get involved in this? You want to get eligible to win to see politically correct comedian and host of HBO's Real Time Bill Maher at DPAC? Then call me right now. Caller number 5-919-929-WCHL.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Betemont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with loaf of feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal Rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a home instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
Hey, thank you very much for all the phone calls this morning. Phones are going crazy around here, but Carly Collette of Chapel Hill got in qualified to win those tickets to see Bill Maher at DPAC a week from Saturday night. And guess what? I have another opportunity for you to get qualified to win in the next half hour on WCHL. Congratulations again to Carly Collette. We'll be announcing the winner tomorrow. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, specifically Mez Contemporary Mexican Restaurant, just minutes away in the heart of the Triangle at exit 282 off I-40. Let's meet at Mez. Menus and directions at MezDurham.com. 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are predicted for the afternoon. 50-50 chance, high today in the middle 50s, or a big burden, middle 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy after midnight, overnight low 65, still 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow, it's a different story, mostly sunny, high about 85. And then tomorrow night, mostly clear skies with a low around a perfect 68 degrees. So, some good weather on the way.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. He disclosed NSA surveillance activity of Americans, said that phone and emails were being tracked. Edward Snowden wound up in Russia back on June 23rd, but didn't have the paperwork to exit the Moscow airport transit zone. Now, he's apparently left that zone in London. Correspondent Charlie Daggett tells CBS This Morning.
He may have been granted refugee status. Russian TV are reporting that Snowden has been granted temporary asylum for 1 year.
Snowden's Russian attorney tells State TV that Snowden has gone to a secure location. But, says Charlie Daggett,
the question is where he goes now. Yesterday, his father gave an extensive interview from Russian television, essentially thanking the Russian government for their support of his son. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Russian foreign ministry sounded like they were growing tired of the Snowden situation.
Russian President Vladimir Putin had earlier said that Snowden could receive asylum there if he stopped revealing U.S. government secrets. Snowden's lawyer says he accepted those terms. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 73 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The governor is in town today talking about education. Rand Northam is at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. A lot of protesting going on there today as well. It started a little while ago, and the governor is scheduled to speak in just a few minutes. Rand, run it down for us. Give us all the details.
Well, Ron, I have moved inside now, inside the Sheraton. We're on the third floor in a conference room. This is a private event held by the North Carolina Chamber, and it's called the Conference on Education. The Sea of Red still outside on the corner of One Europa Drive here as they await the site of Governor Pat McCrory to arrive here at the Sheraton. An 8:45 conference, and educators from all over the state have actually come in. I'm right behind the table, where there's a couple teachers, one from NC Central, one from Chatham County Public Schools, so all different levels of educators here today to hear from the governor and the speakers for this North Carolina Conference on Education today, Ron.
Well, Rand, this past Monday in Raleigh, it was the biggest crowd yet during all those 13 weeks, and a lot of that was because of that sea of red with educators from all over the state who showed up. And I would imagine there was a lot of passion out there as folks protest and wait for the governor's arrival.
Yes, there definitely is. People would honk as they drive by, so you can hear supporters in their cars as well. And, you know, big cheers and thumbs up and, you know, raising a hand to say thank you from these people who are out protesting today and just trying to get their voice out to say that they want education to be funded better in North Carolina. So definitely some passionate people out here today, and really I can only count, you know, on one, maybe two hands the number of people without red clothing on right now, but lots of red shirts out in this sea of people out at the Sheraton this morning.
Well, Rand, appreciate you getting on the road this morning to cover this story, and I know you're going to be there for a while, so thank you very much for that report, and we'll look forward to hearing more about what happens, especially when the governor gets there.
Definitely. We'll have comments from the governor on the WCHL afternoon and evening news coming up today as well.
834 WCHL in other news today, and a letter signed by 16 university professors. The UNC faculty gave Chair Jan Boxall their support. They say that the media has largely distorted what Boxall was trying to do. WCHL's Rand Northam filed this report earlier on Jan Boxall and her supporters.
It had nothing to do with the situation that was being investigated.
That's Master Lecturer at UNC Jean Desai. The issue commented on is the News and Observer's July 20th story on Boxall saying she tried to cover up scandalous information about UNC's athletic program. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleged that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. Desai says that Boxall emailed the authors of an academic fraud report to change the description of one individual from an athletic supporter to a booster. Desai says reports in state news outlets, particularly by the News and Observer, cast aspersions on the motives behind Boxall's emails, which Desai traces back to her word choice.
Just by using the phrase about it not being our intention to cause further NCAA concern, just using that phrase would make it sound as if we were trying to hide something.
The three authors of the academic fraud report itself were aware of Boxall's intentions, according to another one of the letter's signatories, Leslie Perize, professor of pharmacology at UNC.
The faculty executive committee knows Jan Boxall and knows that her only interest was in accurate wording of the report. This was affirmed by those faculty who were involved in authoring the report.
WCHO reached out to the letter of support's three authors and all of the professors who signed the letter of support. Other than the two quoted in this story, two of the authors said they didn't want to comment or weren't available, and the third's email had an out-of-town autoresponse. The other signatories have not yet replied to WCHL's request. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe has taken on his new role now as provost at Washington University out in St. Louis. His influence at Carolina lives on through many initiatives he started during his time at Chapel Hill. Thorpe has always been considered one with a true entrepreneurial spirit. Some of his programs are in progress now and doing quite well. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
There's clearly a very strong culture of innovation and entrepreneurship here already, and I think it's wonderful that the board is focusing on that. It's flourishing thanks in part to groundbreaking work by Chancellor Thorpe's Innovation Circle.
That's Chancellor Carol Folt speaking last week at her first meeting with the Board of Trustees. She took over as the university's leader on July 1st. Under Thorpe's leadership, UNC launched Innovate at Carolina. The program works to strengthen Carolina's entrepreneurship ecosystem, helping to translate ideas into ventures that will make an impact in the community. Thorpe also served on the President's National Advisory Council on Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which held its first national forum in Chapel Hill. He also co-authored Engines of Innovation, the Entrepreneurial University in the 21st Century. Continuing Thorpe's vision for UNC, the trustees' new chairman, Lowry Cottle, outlined four goals for the board this year, one being to encourage entrepreneurship and innovation. Echoing similar sentiments, UNC professor of chemistry, Joe DeSimone, told the board that the university has to maintain a presence nationally through research initiatives and economic development.
When you look at job growth, and it's what this state needs, job growth emanates from startup companies. All the data supports it.
Thorpe also broke ground through ushering in a new era of improved town-gown relations in the community, something Folt said she will take pride in continuing.
I feel very happy and lucky to be inheriting a very strong and powerful town-gown relationship. That's something that I know is important to everybody, and it's certainly something that's important to me.
Before Thorpe departed for St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt presented him with a key to the town. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As you know, interest rates for student loans doubled effectively on July 1st. Now, a bill to cut the interest rates of new student loans goes to President Barack Obama for his signature today. Yesterday, the House approved the bipartisan measure that calls for reducing the rates of Stafford-subsidized and unsubsidized loans that had doubled at the beginning of last month. Interest rates will be tied to stock market performance. Marriage ceremony started at midnight for gay couples in Minnesota, where same-sex marriage is now legal. Minnesota officials estimate that about 5,000 gay couples will marry in the first year of the new law. Laws legalizing same-sex marriage also took effect at midnight, not only in Minnesota, but in Rhode Island and the District of Columbia. A lot of people fighting to make that happen here in North Carolina as well, but that hasn't happened yet. News around town, new fees on Chapel Hill's park and ride lots will begin August 15th. The lots affected will be Carborough Plaza, Eubanks, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry. Rates will start at $2 for a daily rate, $21 for a monthly rate, and $250 for a yearly rate. UNC says it will implement its own fees for its park and ride lots at the same time. UNC park and ride permits will be usable in town lots as well. The final graduation numbers are in as 5,845 students received a degree from Carolina this year, including 1,327 master's degrees, 679 professional degrees, and 259 doctoral degrees. 8,547 UNC students were recognized on the Spring 2013 Dean's List, which requires a minimum grade point average of 3.5 or higher for 12 years of letter grade credit. WCHL News Time, 840. Coming up next, today's commentary from Raleigh, Maine. He talks about the never-ending construction project on Weaver Dairy Road.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert, located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carborough, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3
Hello there, this is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
Thank you, Wayne. 843, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, maybe a little warmer than that. Out at Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel, where the governor is slated to arrive about now. He's supposed to speak this morning, starting at around 8:45, to educators from all over the state. And there's a lot of protesting going out there as well. People wearing red shirts, educators not only from our community, but from other places as well in North Carolina. Rand Northam is out there covering that situation. We'll hear more about it later on in the day in WCHL, including some of the comments of the governor. Politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time, Bill Maher, is coming to DPAC for one night only, one show, Saturday, August 10th. That is 9 days away from now. Tickets are on sale through the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and online at dpacnc.com and Ticketmaster. And we have an extra special VIP package to give away to this amazing show. This VIP prize includes a couple of orchestra seats, VIP parking, and a cool Summer Nights prize package valued at $300. It includes a $50 gift card to Blue Corn Cafe, 2 Durham Bulls tickets, 2 Wet n' Wild tickets, and there's more. All you have to do is be listening in the morning, and I have qualifiers call in. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to call in right now, you can qualify if you are caller number 5. 919-929-WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. As dedicated Chapel Hill residents discuss what changes are in store for Estes Drive, we can look forward to the end of the 3-year project to improve Weaver Dairy Road. Stretching from Martin Luther King Boulevard on the west to Irwin Road on the east, this 2-lane road has become, wait for it, a 2-lane road. Chapel Hill residents who wish to travel west to east or east to west in this town have few options. Weaver Dairy Road, Estes Drive, and of course, navigating Manning Drive through the medical complex and the South Campus mess. Only Manning Drive is four lanes wide. Weaver Dairy and Estes Drive remain good old two-lane roads, and traffic predictably is a mess much of the time. And so we improve Weaver Dairy Road, and it remains two lanes wide. Ah, but it's beautiful. We have some sidewalk, bike lanes, turn lanes, barriers, even a grassy median near East Chapel Hill High School, and concrete. Lots of concrete. Here's a way to get rich. Be in the concrete business in Chapel Hill. And at the east end, a roundabout. What? Why? We all have wondered about that split in the road that would divert eastbound drivers to the left so we could connect to Sage Road and its intersection with 15501. Now that handy little tangent is open for business, complete with its needless, wasteful roundabout. Your tax dollars at work. Just imagine what's in store for Estes Drive between MLK and East Franklin Street when all the decisions have been made and the improvements begin. You suppose we finally will have a four-lane road linking west to east in Chapel Hill? Now that would make sense. Don't bet on it. But we'll have lots of concrete. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pepich. The state's General Assembly is working on a bill that would shorten the state's early voting period from 17 days to 10. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Nicole King, and I live in Durham. I think it should be 17 days, and they need to give people enough time to prepare themselves to vote. So I do believe it should be 17 days.
I live in Durham. My name is Rick Cheek. Yeah, I'd be all for it.
My name is Lori Buck, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think it's appalling. I think it sets us back 50 years. It can't possibly be legal.
Paul Rowe, Chapel Hill. I don't have a problem with that.
Do you think the early voting period should be shortened?
John Winch, Durham. I think that's crazy talk. It would be much better to keep it the way it is. We need as much time as possible.
Lori Denniston, Chapel Hill. From what I'm reading and from what I would expect, it sounds worrisome. It may discourage some voters, and I think anything that discourages voters is unfortunate.
Coley Maynard, I live in Mebane. I've never voted early, so it really doesn't concern me a whole lot. Never had any problems standing in line for a long time or anything.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
I appreciate all the phone calls this morning, but our caller number five, Ron Royster of Chapel Hill. Ron is now qualified to win the tickets to see Bill Maher a week from Saturday night at Deepak. Politically incorrect comedian and the host of HBO's Real Time, Bill Maher, is coming to Deepak for one show only. You can get tickets through the Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and online at deepaknc.com. And also, we have a special VIP package to give away to this amazing show. Ron Royster is one of the qualifiers. We'll get one more qualifier tomorrow morning, and then we'll be announcing the winner in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow right here on WCHL. Somebody's going to have a great time.
A lager? An ale? What about a lambic, a bock, or a hefeweizen? Is Pilsner more your style? Ever tried a stout or a porter? When you're looking to enjoy an icy cold beer, which do you choose? What if we told you you don't have to choose, and you can have them all for an entire year on us? Sound too good to be true? Visit chapelbro.com to find out more and get your entry in for the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. All week long, you can enter on chapelbro.com, on WCHL's Facebook page, during the WCHL Morning News with me, Ron Stutz, and at Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro. One winner will be drawn live Monday during the WCHL Morning News and will receive a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. Now, that will keep you and your friends hop-happy for a long time. So enter today at a chance at Beer Nirvana from WCHL and Moe's Bottle Shop.
Hey, listen, sounds like we have a lot of things going on right now at WCHL. We certainly do. Not only do we have that Moe's Bottle Shop Beer for a Year giveaway, we have the Bill Maher thing going on. And now that it's August, all month long, we'll be giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue,
Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky Squids, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. All you got to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. And starting Monday, I'll be announcing one winner per weekday and randomly draw a gift card prize pack valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 in gift cards. Pretty good deal, huh? You can enter today. Make sure you tune in to the WCHL Morning News with me every day this month. We call it Gift Card Mania, your opportunity to win something during the month of August. It's going to be a great prize, no question about that. Time now for a quick look at morning traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. That will keep that great chewy ice from melting. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, except in the vicinity around Fordham Boulevard and your Irwin Road, where the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel is. The governor there this morning to speak on education in North Carolina. A lot of protesters have been showing up, a lot of those folks with red shirts. A lot of people slowing down as they pass to honk their horns at these people who are protesting for education in North Carolina. So avoid that area. Otherwise, we haven't seen any real trouble spots around town. Things are looking pretty good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble. It's Chapel Hill's premier jewelry store and premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods, so you can't miss it. Grimble's Jewelers. All right, it is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we look for a pretty good day today, except a chance of rain, 50-50 chance of rain. High today, about 85 degrees. Tonight, more of the same, big chance of rain, but low 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a much different day. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the middle 80s. Like that kind of weather much better. Tomorrow night also clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is coming back for the weekend. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. 852 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jerry Lynn Schulke is today's very talented hometown hero. She works with the Art Center and just finished putting on 10 by 10.
Is the Art Center's annual 10-minute play festival. This year is our 12th annual. Mm-hmm. We get scripts from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. This year we had over 750 scripts submitted.
Wow.
We whittle that down to a fantastic 10 plays. So audiences get to see 10 great short plays in an evening of really great theater. 10 actors, 10 directors, 10 plays, 10 by 10.
10 by 10 was a huge success, and Jerry Lynn is very proud of that. She does a lot of things and works with a lot of people at the Art Center in Carrboro.
I'm the artistic director of Art Center Stage. We have both a main stage program during the season where we produce our own in-house shows, which 10 by 10 is one of those. And then we have a second stage series where we have a bunch of resident companies. So the Monty, Transactors Improv, Sacrificial Poets, all these different groups perform Hidden Voices, perform throughout the year on our kind of our second stage.
Jerry Lynn Schulke loves to perform, and in addition to that, she loves to teach others, even young children. In addition to acting, she's worked as a freelance instructor teaching students young and old everything from movement to Shakespeare. And she's been a casting director as well. One of these days, she's going to pick up her dancing shoes again. The Arts Center is such a big part of our cultural environment here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, and Jerry Lynn Schulke is one of the reasons why.
Thanks for all your hard work in putting it together.
Thank you, Ron.
All right.
A lot of fun.
Jerry Lynn Schulke, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I mention that Jerry Lynn Schulke has also done quite a bit of work to benefit charitable organizations here in our community? Jerry Lynn Schulke of the Arts Center, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, do you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
And we'll have our usual $10 gift card to Cruisers to give away if you're the first correct caller. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call once more is 919-929-WCHL. Call me right now.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the Triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
This is Eric Montross. Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Sanford. I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Boy, I said I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer.
This is Woody Durham. And Ron, thanks for waking up Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
I wanted to say thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron, for waking up Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Ron Stutz is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever meet in your life. He's the best possible voice to wake up to every morning. Hi, this is Mike Cross, and I'm awfully glad we've had Ron Stutz to wake us up here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you.
Without Ron Stutz, WCHL Radio, Chapel Hill would not be the place that it is.
Hey, listen, let me jump in here and say happy birthday to Roy. Roy is 63 years old today. I bet he's gotten a lot more gray hairs in the last few weeks. No question about that. But Roy, our basketball coach, has a birthday today. Everybody wish him a happy birthday. Let's have a big campus-wide and community-wide celebration for Roy's birthday. He has managed to survive another year, and I say that jokingly because of all the things he's had to deal with recently. So congratulations, Roy. I hope it's a great birthday for you. Somebody's got to give you a birthday cake with 63 candles on it. I'm not sure you can find a cake big enough to hold all those candles. Congratulations also to Jeff Neiman, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Extirpate. 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 It means to destroy or to uproot. No further comment. Jeff Neiman is our winner today. Jeff lives in Hillsboro, and Jeff is going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thanks a lot for listening, Jeff, and thanks for all the other phone calls. It's 8:57 at WCHL, 73 degrees. More on the weather coming up.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the Triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com. Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like Our Local Deal. .com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Elmo's Diner is a really special place. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy day. 50-50 chance of rain.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel stations.
9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals...